North Star of Male. Honey McDressa, make it a Muslim McDressa I'm talking about. You learn that the heavenly can but the base that you had a nest in your house. The yaktish and then you mark this the bird. So no question, me mechayiv in such a case, are you chayiv in kisedam altogether, in shlechakan altogether, the apostle says, ki kora kan sipo, if you find the nest on the street, that we dash and problem is in them, there's no mitzvah on a nest that's in your house. So if the nest was in your house, then you mark the shit anywhere you potter. You don't need the nishtal from mekdoshim. Oh, it has to be because the kan biyamastam, you're walking in the street, and you saw a nest of birds. The yakisha, and you mark the that bird. And now there's no mitzvah kisedam you want to tell me. So whether that can be either. Or me kodesh is the chal kudusha on the nest. The pasuk says ish ki yakdash es beisay kodesh omer rachmona. We dash like this. Ma beisay b'shifa. You can only be marked with something that's in your shif, in your possession, just like your house. Is af kol b'shifa. There has to be something that's in your possession. So over here, if this bird is outside on the street, you don't own it yet. Like it's a hefkadika bird, you can't go and be marked with it. You first have to pick it up and be kind to make it yours. You can't start making hegdish. Yes, it's true. Oh, the case could be if you walk on the street, you saw a hefkadika bird there, and the yagdinu, that you picked it up first, the yagdinu, the yafrechim, you picked up the bird with its, the whole nest you picked up, and you were kind of it, and then the yakdashinu, then you were makdish the bird, so you heard the hadrinu, and then you put it down again. So Moshe says, in such a case, hi, yafidu b'chul namadu mechayiv, and so you put it anywhere, you wouldn't be chayiv, even with b'chul naras mechdashim. So tell it not like this. Not the less habonim. Let's say you took the kids first, the yachzirin, and then you put it back again. Lokon, the yachzirin lekan. You took up the kids first, and then you put it back to the nest. The yachakach then later chozrei malay, and then the mother came on top of them. Potem leslech, you potem shlechakan, since you put the kids there. So that's the case here. You put them anyway. It's more so true. Now the case must be the yagbor liyeh, and you picked up the mother first. The yaktisho, and you maktish the mother, that's all. That's not the pshat that you picked up the kids first and you maktish the kids. That's the havmina. That you picked up the kids and you maktish them. So that's the question of picking up the kid when you put them down again, anywhere you potter. The case is like this, not that you picked up the kids, el the yagbor liyeh, and you picked up the mother just, and you maktish it for hodra, and then it came back again. For hodra mikoro. Samar says, no, in such a case, Mikore Chayva Bishliach, Mikamed Yakdashen. This case here, you have the mitzvah Shlucha Kan before you maktish it. But you have no right to pick up the mother to take the mother. You found the mother, she's on the kids, or on the eggs, so the mitzvah is to send the mother away. So, by you picking it up, right away it's called a mitzvah to send it away. So even though you maktish it, the mitzvah shouldn't go off. The Yazdatani went like this. Reb Yochanan by Yosef Weimer, Hegdish Chay, let's say you maktish a Chaya. Yachakach shochta, and then you shechta, it's a potl mechata, there's no mitzvah kisidam. What's going to be the shochta, first you shechta chaya, the yachakach and disho, and then you makdish the chaya, chaya v'chasa, the mitzvah still here. Why? Sechvan es chaya b'kis, the kredin shev, well, they heard this, the mitzvah is chal already. So here also, that when you picked up this mother first, right then it's chal a mitzvah for you to send it away. So you picked it up and keep it, and makdish it, even the hegdish is chal, but the mitzvah should not go away, there should still be a mitzvah for you to send it away. So that can be the case of the mystic. The mystic says, Yipota. Most of this case must be, Ravam Rav says, the Maktish Perish Shaykhoi. Case is, your Maktish, the Perish Shaykhoi. You have like a nest, and your Maktish the kids, Umardu. And then later the kids run away from the house. And then you meet them outside, someplace on top of the birds. That's the case. And I see you will Maktish the birds, the kids, so when they belong to you. So the Hegis was Chal. And then the birds flew away. And you find, somebody finds an outside in the street on the top of an egg, that's the chiddush of the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah shlucha kan. Or Shmuel Mashmuel says, the makdish tanagolosei, the bedek habayis could be made, you makdish your own tanagol, to give it to the bedek habayis. That's the case over here. So let's see, remember this. This name is Shmuel Yamakurav, that's not like Rav, the kamukul of the kutsu bedek habayis. He wants to put on the kutsu bedek habayis. And so where's the game? Alright, Rashi knows he needs to say is that Afilu, to come up with Afilu because of the Gavaz, which means if he's the Alpha God, the Hishas, Dom and Beyond the Heavy, still put them on the Shlech, and in the time of the Shatam, the Tzubu Levi, the Gizba. I mean, that's Shmuel's Chiddush. Even if it's talking about Bedek Abayis. Shmuel and Malkus traversed a little bit of Gabayis, and some of the same parents. Then a time ago fell, flew away, and that you find in the street now over eggs. So there's this claim is Shmuel and Makarab, because of the Gabayis also. Early Rav, my time, why doesn't Rav hint like Shmuel? If I can Rav only says the regular kachim, why doesn't he say even by Bede Gabayis? Or Malach Rav, Rav hint is, Davka Kapatim Shluach going, Perishakri. No, it's only in this case. The kachim is dechninu that you were first makdish these chicken whatever these birds for korban. So it's chal first the kedushas of guf on it. Then he goes like this: the chivah and the kachim, the kedushas has the kedushas of guf on it. The talking kedushas sayim and ayu. And even though it runs away later and like it runs away from you, the kedusha doesn't go off it. Avo, but Rav holds the makdish tana gresh lebede kabayis. It only would have been makdish adjusted to the kabayis. That's all. The lab kachim is bech. It's not like you makdish it for korban. It doesn't have the kedushas aguf on it. What does it have? The kedushas don biyamer. It doesn't have the don biyamer on it. And so then Rab will hold, even the murder, if they would like run away from you, so talk a kedushas on you. The kedushas will go away, run away from you. It'll go off it. And therefore, since the kedushas will go off when you don't own it anymore, the chayevus b'shluach, then there'll be a mitzvah, shluach akan. That's the smachloikis. When you makdish something to the Bede Kabayis, it's like you gave it over to the Kedushas Damim. That's the question, is it just like you own something? If a person owns a chicken, let's say, a bird, then it flies away from you, it's mordu, you lose control over it, so your ownership goes off, it doesn't belong to you anymore. That's what Rav holds here also. Since you only makdish it with Damim, its value of it, when it runs away from you, so it runs away from the Kedushas also, the Kedusha goes off. Whereas there's a Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says no. Wherever it is, it's called in the treasure house, like the Rachmana of the Eibishter, like. You see, the Pasuk says, Hashem Ratzamaleya. Like, you are Makdashit. So now it belongs to Hegdish. So it can't run away from Hegdish. No matter where it is, it still belongs to Hegdish. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If a bird of Kedusha's done would run away from the Gizbar, would its Kedusha go off or not? Versus the Chaynam of Yechon, also the same for Chaynam of Yechon, the Nazis can address the Lebede Gabayis, no Morgah. He also holds like Shmuel, that even though it's only Kedusha's Domin, and even though it runs away from you, still the Kedusha doesn't go off it. But this Svar, of course, if you own something privately, when it runs away from you, you have no possession over, no rulership over it, it goes off your ownership. But here by Hegdish, wherever it is, it belongs to Hashem. Omele Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Techivin Shemad Lechu Atok Kedusha. So he asks a question like this also, no. Once it runs away from you, you have no rulership over it. The Chud Kedusha, the ownership goes off it. Or Malay, you have to back know that they got the Rachmanis. It's like an Hashem treasure house. The Chud Kedusha says, Hashem wants a Malaya. It seems like the Kedusha belongs to Hashem, so wherever it is, it still belongs to him. It can't run away. So, is that true? For Rami, I thought you were Stira. For Rami, the Yechon, the Yechonin. And also, for Rami, the Rashim and Lakish, the Rashim and Lakish, the Stira, on the Yechon, to Rash Lakish. Yeah, why? Because you have to learn like this. Money is ever better kabayis. Somebody says this money should have kedushas better kabayis. The money will be marked to shit. The dumb will now belong to Hegdish. The enigma was stolen from him. Oynevdu was lost. So if Yechon no ma chai bachus, and Yechon says you have to bring another one. And you chai bachus not shiever the gizbar until you bring the money to the gizbar. Like you said, money is ever better kabayis. You have a chiyah to give it to the gizbar. For Shlaka Shamano, like you are Makdashit, and wherever it is, it's still called Hegdish. So you don't have to give another one. It belongs to Hegdish wherever it is. They said the Pesach says, Hashem Asim Aleya. So first of all, Kasha, the Reshlakas, had Reshim Melokish. Before he says, not Reshlakas, said, no, the Reshlakas says, the Kedusha will go off the bird. And here he says, no, that the money, wherever it is, still belongs to Hegdish. And Kasha, the Reshim, and Rabbi Yechonen. Here the Yechonen says, even though the Abish is all over, you have to give another one to the Gizbar, so it's a stealing of Yechonon. Shmuel says, no, this is like this. To Rash Lakish, how to Rash Lakish Lakasha? Ho mekame di shmir of Yechonon, Rabbi, ho lebos di shmir of Yechonon, Rabbi. First he said that the Kedusha goes off, that before we learn for Rabbi Yechonon. But once he heard the words of Rabbi Yechonon, he said, Hashem or Samaloya, wherever it is, it's still the Gaza, the Rachman Isa. So Rash Lakish also agrees now that the Kedusha does not come off the money, and wherever the money is, it's called still by the Gizbar, it's good while you're still Bichah. You are Yatsi Yechayiv, you will not have to give the money over again. Brachot says, Stu, Yellow, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha, Stu, Rabbi Yochanan. Smith says, no, could be Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, but it's also not Stu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Hod Yomer Olai, Hod Yomer Horei Zu. If you say Horei Olai, that's a chayv upon you. So, even this one gets lost, you'll have to bring another one, even though it's still Kodesh, but the chayv is upon you to give it to the Gizmer. Hod Yomer Horei Zu, we just say this should be Kodesh. So this, you made it Kodesh, and wherever it is, it's still Kodesh, even though you're not giving it. Rashi Zod Yomer Horei Olai Leviyo, you have to bring it. Geshifrish, Achakach Nidnebu V'yovdu, even though it still belongs to the Hegdish, but you're not making your nether. Because your nether was, Horei Olai means you have to give it to the Gizbor. Now you just said, Horei Zu, it's okay. So when I said, the soul, Mechlad, Hashim, Malach, Shafagad, Yomer Olai, even though he says, Horei Olai, to me to give it, Loi Mechai, you're not going to have a chiyuv to give it to the Gizbor, how could that be? And he said, Horei Olai, and you lost it, so how could you say you're potter? For a time it was like this. A Zeya Neder, what's called a Neder? The Zeya Neder, what's called a Neder? Neder is a Ren, Hoim, Horei Olai. You say it upon you, Oila. So no matter what happens, you have to bring the Oila. Even though it gets lost or gets stolen, you have to bring another one. Nidova, just the present, is Hoim, Horei Zuela. You say Horei Zuela, that's called you want to give this for a present. Now it's so clearly, Oma Ben Neder, what's the difference between a Neder and a Nidova? Neder, Mesa, an individual dies, or it gets stolen, or Shav, it gets lost, Chai Bachus, you have to bring another one. And you said, Horei Olai, it's a chayv upon you, you have to make sure they get it. Nidova, if you just said, Horei Zu, this is a present like, so then Mesa, if it dies the animal, and Nidova gets stolen, or it gets lost, and the Chai Bachus, you don't have the chayv to bring another one. All you said is, this should be. And it was, I got lost, you don't have the chayv to give another one. So what's the story on Rosh Lakish? How could he say, even though you said Horei Olai, you don't have to give more money? If you said Horei Olai mona, you should have to give this money to the Gizbo. So Rosh Lakish is like this. Omer Lach Rosh Lakish. Hani mili kutshe mizbeach. When do I say Horei Olai means you want to give it to the Gizbo, you have to give it, that's your nether? That's by kutshe mizbeach. To mechusar hakrova, it's missing the whole avoid of kabonis. So you say Horei Olai means it's upon you to bring it to the Kohen to have the avoid done. Rashi said, the chiyomer Olai, hokikoma, Olai mohovi lazoro. It's upon me to bring it into the base of Migdash. Avo kotcha betegabayis. But when you mark this something like this mona, should be for the betegabayis, the lav mechus akrova, there's no akrova, there's no din that has to go into the azoro. Rashi says, avo betegabayis gromov abakashosa, you mafish that alone. I vi mishum leviyo de gizbo, hakogos bom en lashem lashem oetz. Yeah. So here, Rosh Lakish holds, Afagav Yomer Olai, even though you set upon yourself a lie, Lein Nechayiv, Yav Nechayiv, to bring it to the Gizbo. When you set away a lie, that alone makes it into Kushas Bede Kabayis, and you Yot Tia Neda. I, that's not be learned, to him, as somebody says, a shor is a ola, this shor should be an ola. Or else, the bay is a korb, and this bay should be korbin. It says, Meis HaShor, the shor dies, or Nofla bay is the house falls down, but somebody says, Shor ze olai ola, bay ze olai korbin, mesa shov nefla bay is chayav l'shalim. You see, you are chayav l'shalim, even though you said bay ze should be olai hegdish chur, so you see, you have to bring it. But honey, mili heicha de mesa shov nefla bay is chayav l'shalim. So the snare is not in the world at all. Havlecha di snare over here with this money is here, just you lost it. That once you amakish the money is here in the world. Ah, you lost it. It's in the world, though. To say the Bible says, Lashem Lashem Aleya. If you say, Horei Olai, you amakish this house, and the house caves in, the house is not here anymore. So you have to pay the money for it. But if you said the money is here, even though you lost it, it's still here. Omer HaKamil, Nimes HaVeh Zeh, Sakoma, everybody agrees, B'erchen, by Hichot Erchen, Afagad, even the guy says, Horei Olai, Lein Nechai, you have no chiyuv to bring the money. My Taino, there's no other way to say without saying the word Olai. You have to say Erchi Olai. So not that you mean to say you mechayv yourself to give it no matter what. It could be only a lesson of Matana. But since you have to say the word Olai, so by Erchin, Erchin means the Torah says how much you're worth. And now you want to be mechayv yourself to give that value to the Hegdish. So you could do it one of two ways. Either to give it for a present, or to give a chiv upon you. So even though you said the word Olai, we do not say you mean bedavka to give make a chayvus upon yourself. Maybe it's just a present, but there's no other way of saying it. Because how else should you say it? Lemi erti stam erti aman hu yibim chayim ben ponis. You have to say it upon yourself. Lemi, let's say erich pleni, also aman, but who is mechayev to pay? See, the only way to say it is erich yolai. So when you say erich yolai, that's the only way you mean to, you mean it. But we don't know how you mean it. Do you mean to say betoshin chiyev, or you mean betoshin matana? So even though you said erich yolai erichin, it's not dafka chiyev. It could be only matana. Mask of Lerovo. Lame and no, let him say this. Hareini bi erki. I'm in the pasha of erki. Hareini bi erich pleni. So if when he says harei alai, he meant to be mechayev himself no matter what. So it's a kasha. Maybe erkin also. Once you say harei alai, it means no matter what. For here, there's also a time when this. Reb Nosson Omer. For here, Tanya, Rashi says clearly, dechayev b'achrisim, that yes, you have a chiyev b'achrayis, even by erkin. For here, Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer, the Pesach says, v'nosson es ekecho b'yom hu kodesh l'ashem. Now, Tamil, what does the Pesach say? The fish, as we found back, they shoys, or mice rois, she mitchalin al mois, she bachulin. Again, Shlafish, Shemitzin, as we find, back, they shoys, or mice rois. In the case where you might be have Hegdish, or you have mice rois, mice sheni, she mitchalin al mois, she bachulin, no loch, which you could be mitchalin, it could be paid to them, al money, yabchulin, the gdushas of Hegdish goes on the money, or the gdushas of mice sheni goes on the money. Now, what's going to be the loch and nigna, but let's say that money was stolen from you, or Yishevdu was lost from you. The loch is, ain chayav machrisan. He not chayvan achlais, the money you were mafresh. He not chayvan right now. The payrus went out lechulim, you're allowed to use the payrus. And the money that got lost, you potter, you not chayvan achrisan. And so we say, Yochrai would have thought to say, abzekei, maybe something applies here by Erchin also. If somebody says, Erchin alai, like the value of myself, the Torah says how much you're worth, you want him to hide yourself to give that to the Hegdish. So maybe Yochalav Zekein, Talmud, the Pesach says, you have Nosim Eserkecho, you have to give it. So you see here clearly that there's a Chiyav Achrayus on it. Now, Chulin, Achiyavu de Gizbe, mean to say it's Chulin until you give it to the Gizbe, meaning Yechayav Achrayusan. The Be'erchim, until you give it to the Gizbe, not yet your favorite oil. It says clearly, yet the Be'erchim, there is a Chiyav Achrayus. So if you lose the money, you have to give new money. You're not yet your favorite altogether until it's called Chulin, Achiyavu de Gizbe. So if so, you see clearly, even by Erchim, also your Chayus. And what's the true? El Ravi Yitm, if you don't know anything, Hochi, this is what they meant to say. But Omer of Amina, Amina meant to say like this, Omer of Amina, HaKoyim, that everybody agrees, Be'erchim, Ah, the Afagav, the Yom Elayim, is not saying the word Elayim. Still Mechayim. So see, the Pesach says, the Nosem Eserka Chokhun Hen Viyotcha Shiyobo the Gizbo. Right, Nosem Chumin, until you give it to the Gizbo. So everybody agrees that by Erchon, even though you don't say the word Elayim, still Yechayim. Then it says, Choy Nebekisei, Tell it about all of this. First it says, Ki Yikoro, Tam Tzipo Lefinecha, when you meet up with the nest, is not time when another person says he calls ten people, but if you know the person says shalach to shalach saying you have to send away the money, the mother. The sabon to go home, the kids you can take for yourself. Yochai would have to say yachso the home of the gvoyis. Maybe you have a chiyuv to go in the mountains or in the hills, in the mountains or in the hills here. Kadesh yimse kan that you should have to go and meet up with the kan to do this mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to go find the kan. Tamar, the Pesach says, no, Ki Yikora, if it happens to be, the Miriam Lefanecha Kan, but if it happens to be, you find the Kan in front of you, and you see the mother on top of the eggs, there's a mitzvah now, don't take the eggs, but send the mother away. Yes. Now, the Pesach says the word Kan, meaning Mikol Makom. Rashi says, Afilu Be'afur Echech, even with one baby chick, or the baby tzachas, K'netnan B'mas Nisim, one of them, two or three, even with one, Kan Mikol Makom. Sipa, now the Mishnah says, Sipa Torah of Loit Tameya. When the Pesach says, Sikola Kan, Sipa means, Sipa Torah, a Torah Dika one, for Loit Tameya, not a Tameya, like it says in the Mishnah. Now, Lefonecho, the Pesach says again, Sikola Kan, Sipa Lefonecho, means the Shisha Yochid. If you find it, even in the Shisha Yochid, like Lefonecho, match the Shisha Yochid, going to the paradise of the Sod, the Shein of Mishnah, and the field is not watched. The Lekanyu Lechatsera, in order that the owner is not claiming this can, the lab mezuminu, because if the owner would claim it, it's called mezumin, you wouldn't have a mitzvah shlecha can. So, malafonecha means you found it in Meshusa Yochid, in the place where the field was open, that the owner of the field was not claiming this nest. Then it says, "Kikola chantiv of neicha baderech." Baderech means even mishus rabin. Here, be lones minahem that you find around the trees. Tamben the becholates, any tree. The boris sichah the most one in the ditch minahem tamben oy aloyets, even on the ground. The chizmor says chashu the chim yachas shesotin lebabas chodesh zayin. We're coming here on everything. The funecha baderech lomi. What is the possible funecha baderech for? Samar says, "Learn of the teachers, not there, just like the derech. Shein the kone biyotcha, you don't own it. Of kol, shein the kone biyotcha, you don't own it. Can't be a kana of a nest that you own. In Kanam of here, you learned that yoni shabbat, yoni aliyah, shekarnu betfichim rabivas, yavozim tanagrim shekarnu betadis, chayov b'shiluach, yuachay b'shiluach." So again, in Kanam here, we learned that yoni shabbat. The pigeons of the shavuach, the yoni aliyah shekolenu, that they rekolenu these things. So it means kol zman you don't own them. Yechai mishloach akan. Rashi says they shekolenu b'shavuach. Well, the end of the prayer, the moment is the question. Of course, since it's in yechotz, yechotz should be kaina. But kol ponim with all the cases we don't own it. Whereas betfichim of the boris, we have ozim tanagrim and shekolenu b'padis. Everything is chai mishloach akan, because you don't own them. That's what tefichim means. Shenosnu them to beiros katanis multiches, or beiros the beiros or migdal ear. Shekarnu b'padish means a shemodu. They ran away from you, and now they're not in your house anymore. So in this case, yichayiv in shluach akan. So the Gemara says though, but avo kolimu b'techa bayit, and say they made their nest inside the house that you own it. The chayin yoniad risayis are also called domestic ones. Then potim l'shiluach, you potim shluach akan. Kit shluach akan is only birds that you do not own, and none of them in your shul, so you own them. Omar ma, what we just said before, ma del, just like the road, shen kona b'yotcha, you don't own it. Av kol, shen kona b'yotcha, you don't own it. Holom li wini, this posik for mechikora nafko. Someone says, no, kikora pratma mezumin. That means not something that you set there, you set it aside there. The question is, normally, Mechikora Nafko, Chikora Pratla Mezumim, like we learn now, Pratla Mezumim, the real part of the Kasha. So what do you have to have another Pesach for to say Derech? The Yod Lefanecha, normally, what is the word Lefanecha for? Ever Lefanecha, Lasu Yishoy Lefanecha, it was in front of you, Umodu, and it ran away, rebelled, and now you find it outside, there is a Mitzvah Shluch HaKan. So, the Derech HaTayyus Kedav Yudah, Yom Rav, Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Yom Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Motra Kan B'Yam. Let's see, you find the Kan B'Nes B'Yam in the ocean. Chay B'Shluach. Shem the Pesach says, Kremah Hashem Haneisim B'Yam Derech. So see, the word Yam is also called a Derech. That's the Chiddush of the word Derech here. Not that if you don't own it. That we know from Yikora. But the Derech is even the Yam. And the Miyat, the Sevig Mor says, Motra Kan B'Shemam, you find the Kan B'Shemam in the Chiziv. Derech Nosher B'Shemayim Nechonami D'Mechayi B'Shluch HaKan. Derech Nosher Ikri, Derech Stom Ikri, it's not called Stom Derech. Omer Le'om Alei, Tufner Le'vav Masno, Mot V'Kan B'Rosh Shlev, what's the sound? The Kan Dishnef, on top of a person's head. So Rashi said before, Kan B'Shemayim means Oif. No, say a Kan B'Yav, say a bird that's carrying the nest in the Yavir. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be the Shiloh? Mot, what's the halacha? Mot, the kan brosh shelo demal. Omal, the adam ra'al roishay. That she says, meaning, even though it's a roish shelo dem, it doesn't lose its name. Shamina odam gufei adamu. Midle of the eshemot, le kari ofa, vashinami aloetz, kis kod aloetz. So it says, Moshe minatoy minayin, I don't know Moshe minatoy minayin, b'shigam hu boser. It says, b'shigam hu boser. These are also questions that he asked then. Rashi's v'yoyd zeh shol v'menu minayin el l'moshe yom zeh kodem shabor shesher sefer lavoi b'shigamu b'shigam b'gematri k'may moshe hamin minatoy minayin haminoitz. So the word haminoitz esther minatoy minayin v'nechi yaster ater Mordechai minatoy minayin d'chsiv mordero matagminon mordechia v'nog Mordechai. So these are more than material that something will be even before it happened. Then it says, the Yezer, Shayna Muzim, what source comes is not called prepared. Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shimon. Chatoni had Rifias, that type of a bird. The Chatona Somloin had Rifias. Not with a Dalit race, but a race Dalit. Mandatoni had Rifias and race Dalit for us, Hashem Hudas. Mandatoni had Rifias, Hashem Akhaiman. Omri Al-Kanla, the Chazan, I saw this. The Kaiman Shisadori, I found 16 rows of them. The kids, he saw 16 rows of them. The Pasi Milik, each row was a mil long. The Abikori, they were screaming out, these birds, Kiri Kiri. Heavy Chavana was one of them. The more Heavy Kori, Kiri Kiri. One of the birds was not calling out Kiri Kiri. His Omulah Chavarta, so the other one said to it, Sumla, you blind one. Amri Kiri Kiri, why don't you say these words, Kiri Kiri? Omri, so the other one said back, Omri Sumra. Amri Kiri Biri. No, say the words, Kiri Biri ready. Is the Asir, they took that one, the Shechtu, and the Shechtu, that bird. Omer Vashavashi said, Omer Lirab Chia, Milen, Milen. These are stam words. Sakabed, Echaleima, Bim Milen. Rashi says, that's Omer Lirab Chmina, Milen means Divrei Ruachim. Shkad Divrei Ruachim, these words never happen. Omer Vashavashi says, no, the Chosli, how could it never happen? He said, it did happen. Ela, but Milen Rashi says, that they kshofen, Lemet, Ledabra, Oysen, Oysen. So it's through Kishra, through magician, that those birds spoke that way. Now, Oif Tomei Potim Lishleich. How do we know this? Om Rabbi Yitzchak Yom Kippur Apostle says, Ki Kora Kantit Lefanecha. Oif Mash Malon Vein Tor Ben Tomei. True. But Tzipo Tarashkecho Nikri Tzipo. Tomei Rashkecho Nikri Tzipo. We never found a bird, a Tomatic bird that's called a Tzipo. From the word Tzipo, we know only Torah, not Tomei. Toshma. Kavnis called Tzipo Kinaf. My lab Tzipo means Bentor Ben Tomei. Kinaf means Chagovim. Uloi, that's not the Pshat. Tzipo means Tor. Kinaf is Tomei. Tomei v'Chagovim. Toshima Hachai v'chol Ben Remes. V'Tzipo Konof. My lab Tzipo means Bentor Ben Tomei. Or Kinaf means Chagovim. Uloi, no, it's not the Pshat. Tzipo means Tor. Kinaf, Tomei v'Chagovim. Toshima again, another postic in Bereshis. Kol Tzipo, Kol Konof. My love could have machinim, that tzipa means any type of bird, even a tomatic one also. So must like the machinim, could have machinim like we answered, that it only means a tomatic bird. Toshima, the yata ben odin emolit tzipa, kol kenaf, my love, could have machinim, like we asked the question, it means even a bird is tomatic also. The answer again is like the shninon, that the word tzipa only means a bird that's tor. Rashi says, love, tzipa, terim ashtoy minei, the kenaf was suya tmei mechagodim. So kids are, the digas and the word sepa, sepa is always used to be a Torah one and not a Talmudic bird. Alright, we'll stop here.